Hello, and welcome to a new podcast, Tech Talk. I'm your host, Kai, and let's get right into episode one. First, we're starting with Samsung's new Galaxy Fold. For $2,000, you expect a great phone that's pretty durable, right? Well, that's not what the Galaxy Fold is, because right out of the box, people noticed a screen protector. While in the models they sent to the popular YouTubers and reviewers, they did not have a warning, but in T-Mobile's Samsung Galaxy Folds, there was a warning. But for the reviewer's model, there was not a warning. So the reviewers thought, just like the Galaxy S10, they thought there was going to be like a little screen protector, and they peeled it right off, like on the Galaxy S10. But when they started peeling it off, it was a lot more sticky. There was a lot more adhesive on it. But around halfway, the one display would just end up shutting off, or it would start flickering, then eventually shut off, and it would start affecting the other display. Samsung did not like this. They took their reviewers' models back right away and made sure that they knew not to take that off. But in some reviewers' cases, things got under the screen protector, because when people are trying to do phone reviews, sometimes they take modeling clay to hold the phone up. And when this happened, they put it on the back of the Galaxy Fold's hinge. So when they took the modeling clay off, there was a little residue, and when they shut it, the hinge put it under the screen protector. And this caused the screen protector to, you know, get off a little bit, and then this caused a whole ordeal. So that's Samsung news. If you really want a Galaxy Fold, put it up for pre-order. Just be careful and don't remove it. But I would probably wait till next gen. That was Samsung's. Let's get right. Okay, so let's get started with Apple news. So, let's talk leaks. The 2019 iPhone is rumored to have a 12-megapixel front camera compared to the 7-megapixel camera on the XS, XS Max, and XR. And also rumored is that there will be three cameras on the back of the 2019 iPhones in a square formation. We have the stories from Mac Rumors. Since Apple's pretty secretive, that's really all we have in the news. Let's move on to our next segment. And now we're going to start talking about iOS. iOS 12 was a really great update. We just didn't get all the features we wanted, so we're hoping we get these in iOS 13. So in iOS 13, this is what we expect. We expect for the iPhone X, XS, XS Max, and XR to have an always-on display, because they are capable of that. And that'd be nice to, you don't need to take out your phone, turn it on to see the time and your notifications. Also, at night, if you get up and want to see the time without being blinded by the bright display, this would be great. Speaking of being blinded by bright displays, if you need to send a text message and say you're working on your Mac with dark mode, then you come over to your phone to send a text message and you're just blinded by the white display. So, we expect dark mode coming, and Apple's really hinting this with the Mac. And Apple always likes to kind of add features, then transfer them to iOS. Let's talk iPad now. Since Apple advertises iPads as computers, which they are, but they're still running iOS, so you can't download web applications and use them. You can't really do much with it. Yeah, it's kind of like a bigger phone meant for media. But since Apple's advertising it as a computer, I think they're going to optimize it. I think they should have multiple accounts. So if you share it with you and your sister, let's say, then but instead of needing to buy two different iPads, you can just have the account switcher. Okay, and that's iOS 13. Those are our main wants, and that's what we expect mostly. So, now we're going to get into Android and Google news. So let's start off with the Pixel 4. What do we want and what do we expect? We don't want the atrocity of the Notch. That is a disaster. Just do not want that. Way too big. And I think they should take the idea of having similar to Samsung's phone, the new the camera that can easily flip around. I think they should take that into play. But then this comes with the motorized, and then you need to either have something come up, which is a motor, which can break, and if it breaks, can't take selfies. And so I think they should get rid of most of the Notch and just keep similar to the S10. They should kind of do that, but instead of having it in the sides, in the middle. I think that will personally look great and make it even with the display. Because the S10s, the Notch does go down a tiny bit, and that's just nothing crazy. That's why I have an iPhone. And, that's what we want the Pixel 4. We also kind of do want a less laggy operating system. Personally, I used to have the Pixel 3, but I can actually switch back to iPhone because iOS, Google, you need to work on Android because iOS is just so seamless and apps would crash a lot on Android. It's just, that's why personally I prefer iOS. But back to the issue with copyright, then if it's like too similar to iOS, then Apple's gonna go full on with Google. So that's what I think Google should do with the Pixel 4. And they really need to step up their game with Android because it's a great operating system right now, but I think they could do a lot better with it. Such as a new way to get home, because I am so sick to just get home, you need to swipe up, then you need to click a button. Apple's is so smooth. So maybe on the Pixel 4, they could have like a button on the side that you press to go home or something. But that's just my opinion. That's get Google News. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. I'm just starting out, so I hope future episodes will be a little bit better. And this week was kind of, there wasn't a ton of tech news except for the Galaxy Fold, the Fold Gate. Is that, I'm going to call it Fold Gate or Protector Gate. I don't know. But that's really all the news. Just hope there's a little more news next week, more leaks and stuff for iPhone, Android, Pixel, all that stuff. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.